Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Dix.
Ha, baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded winder wide.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you, Saya. Percy Bruce.
What's going on, dude?
Otter, how are we?
I'm doing great, Tony. We got NFL to bet on probably a little bit of college basketball.
Hell yeah.
NBA, baby. Let's go.
And all of that. We do have all of that.
I can't forget the ice might come in. It might get a little bit of chill.
Maybe. Is there ice tonight?
There's fuck tonight, baby.
It's cold as fuck.
It is cold. Winter's here.
Confirmed actually cold.
Winter. Winter's here.
Shivers are now real.
You know what else is cold?
Don't say it.
What?
You know what else is cold?
What?
College football unders.
Fucking me.
No.
No.
You got a little under happy. That's all.
No.
Happens to the best of us, Tony. One losing day in the fucking college season.
No. I did have my first losing Saturday, but Sunday was worse.
So, Tony, I have a question.
Yeah.
On days like that where you get murdered and you don't bet on the Steelers, do you hate yourself at all?
No, I don't even
live in that way.
They don't even come into my equation.
Gambling equation.
No, really? Yeah, I don't even see them. I don't even see them on the board.
Because for me, if I lost a lot and I didn't bet on the Giants, I would be very, very upset.
Yeah, but
that's because they're a part of my equation.
No, because if say like I have a day like that and the Steelers would have been involved in it, it would just make it that much worse.
Fair.
Tony, I have a question.
Steelers is a dog with TJ Watt is nice though.
Yeah, great win.
For someone that only bets on teams that they like, basically, and want to root for, to you, how do you go about just watching a Steelers game, no money on it? Like, how are you that invested in the Steelers?
Called being an actual fan.
Yeah,
man.
What?
Mitt, what the fuck kind of question is that?
Mitt just out himself is the fakest fan of all time.
I mean, like, if you don't have money on the Cowboys, you don't care if they win or lose?
I mean, I would rather the Cowboys win. I would rather the Lakers win. But, like, yeah, if I don't have money on the game, I'm not going to give as much of a fuck, like, obviously. And do I throw? Yeah, I throw money on the teams that I want to win, even if they're having bad years. I don't really care.
Thank you for answering
that question, fucking Gumby.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry. Sorry, I didn't grow up a fan of one team. I moved around a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's different.
That's fair.
That's different. That's fair.
I don't understand.
Fair. I lived in the same place for 30 years.
You don't understand.
I don't understand.
I didn't grow up in Miami either.
Yeah, but you were.
Yeah, you didn't have to root for Sam Bradford and then Case Keenum and then...
Let's roll through this weekend real quick.
Let's talk about it.
Georgia, pretty much a similar outcome to what we thought it would be there against Mississippi State.
Stetson Bennett, that rushing touchdown was sweet.
Mississippi State beats the teams they should, loses against teams they should. I like that. That's actually pretty consistent. Ohio State covered the 40. Michigan. Did Michigan cover? Was it more than 31?
I don't know, honestly.
TCU.
I'm gonna be honest, I haven't
TCU won. Covers by 14 points.
Yeah.
Yours didn't complete a pass in the first half.
He has been struggling a little bit lately.
He's got like that super high loopy ball flight. I don't know. Need to see some steps forward.
It was ugly. I mean, game of Saturday though, Tony. I mean, Pac-12. Put your hands together.
Yeah. Oregon Wazoo.
Shout out.
Dude,
or no,
Washington was an absolute banger.
Absolute banger. We knew it was. I mean, it was the number. We knew it was two great offenses versus terrible, terrible passing defenses. Oregon's out.
What is it?
UCLA's out. Pac-12's basically out.
Yeah. Did you see the end of the Oregon game? What happened though?
Yeah. With the
call a fucking timeout.
Seriously.
And put in your goddamn quarterback. Bo Nix has a chance to go to the college football playoff.
Bo Nix is begging to be put back in.
Jumping up and down beside you. You let a fucking goddamn high school kid hand the ball off with your season on the line. Please call a timeout. I cannot believe it. I'm not like Oregon, Washington. I like both. Like, I'm not. I don't like. Neither of them are my teams, but god damn, dude, fucking call timeout.
71 points scored in there. I don't think it went over. I think it was like 72, right? I think it was 72, something around there.
Yeah.
Tennessee just... Huh?
You think Penix is going to go in the first round, right?
Yeah, he should.
Oh, you think so?
He might be best in class.
You not think so?
I don't know.
There's a chance that he ends up having the best NFL career. He's got that vibe.
Okay. LSU fucking squeaked by.
Oh, yeah.
And fucking KJ didn't even play.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a dogfight. Some great special teams action.
Those are the games you got to win, though. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, I feel like LSU, if they lost, I'd be like, okay, they haven't done that much, but that was a huge win.
Earlier in the year, they would have lost that game.
Oh yeah,
This,
like, after beating Bama, they kind of showed they can.
This was before they were all fam.
What is it with these Big 12 teams and just not showing up to games?
Oh, who are you talking about?
There's just talking about every Baylor, week. There's the just Baylor, a team that Baylor you bet Bears. On that does not get off the bus.
They just don't like show up.
Fucking playing in quicksand.
The Big 12 no show of the week. Every week. Every single week.
Why are we always on that one fucking team, too?
No. Okay,
not always.
Not you, I get it. But like
they did well the week before.
But
like
notice.
Baylor, we keep notice, road. We went back to the well and got kicked.
But notice it's against K-State normally.
True. Very true. And TCU.
Makes a valid point.
Bama and Ole Miss was a good one. I mean, Ole Miss couldn't, like, they couldn't throw the ball to save their lives in the second half.
Right there for the
Clemson won and covered against Louisville, Arizona over UCLA.
DJ actually looked really good, too.
He did look pretty good.
You got to give him some flowers.
Utah domination over Stanford. We should have seen that coming. Penn State, Maryland's dead.
Yeah, dead.
Super dead. UNC Wake Forest, awesome game.
Hell yeah.
Bang.
Drake, man, baby.
I love you. I love that we're at a point where we can think about how bad UNC was and now where they are.
Well, now they're going to be catching 6.5 with Clemson coming to town, I think. Coming up here. Yeah,
that's what it opened at. Yeah.
Syracuse also dead, Gumpy. I hate to tell you.
Ooh. Were they ever?
Did Spencer Schrader play?
Oh, yeah.
Ben Schrader?
I don't know if it was actually him.
I lost three. I lost three unders on the last play of meaningless games, and then I lost one under on two pick sixes within 8 seconds to start the game.
I thought my phone was.
So did I.
You know,
I thought
it was can't be real, dude.
That was unbelievable. Miami got a win. Yeah,
what the fuck? Damn it!
That was fucking bullshit.
Well, shouldn't know, dude. Georgia Tech, but. I mean, looking forward, I think Miami is favored here you go. Clemson's -7.5 on Saturday at home against Miami. That should be, now it's 19.5.
Okay. There must have been something.
Why does this happen?
There must have been something.
Yeah, these, like, how far ahead are these look aheads?
I was going to say question. That one.
Preseason.
Dude, I bet
I could Clemson see that
-7.5 last night. Unless that's another fuck up on the book like last week.
Yeah, you keep
fine by me.
Yeah, you keep doing that. Much.
Yeah, thank you.
NFL yesterday. Steelers obviously take care of business against Saints. What's Andy Dalton doing starting football games?
Secondary. Your secondary looked better with that guy they got, too, Tony.
Well, fucking TJ played.
Yeah, crazy.
But even without Minka, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, William Jackson actually went straight to the IR. Didn't even play.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
Jesus.
So, but no, TJ comes back and everything changes.
Yeah.
Someone go save Jameis. What's happening?
He's hurt.
Is he hurt?
He's got to be.
Has to be.
And we need to keep an eye out for the Jameis return game.
Can't, as an organization, just keep trotting fucking Andy Dalton.
Handicap court.
I will bet against the Saints every week until this is over, and that's saying a lot considering the Rams are +3.5 at the Saints on Sunday.
That's an actual football game that's being played this week.
If Stafford is starting, be the Saints.
Seahawks shot themselves in the foot 1,000 times.
What the fuck was that first half?
I don't know.
That was the worst they've looked by. Far.
It's
crazy how it feels like. So that was super public side, right? The Seahawks. It's crazy how it just has that feeling like, oh, because it's the public side, it just has to lose.
Yeah. Bills were up 14. Should have won and covered.
You know what nobody's talking about, though? The pick that Allen threw before. Take the goddamn point.
Oh, yeah. Over. That was crazy.
Fourth and two.
That was a really, really bad throw. What are you going
for it there?
Yeah. I mean, that he threw a pick there, but a fourth down, I respect him at least forcing or trying to throw the ball.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what happened there, but my thing, like, just take the points. 3 points and that game's over.
Lions-Bears was the most obvious over of all time. We talked about it.
Bears money line buried me alive.
Dude, what the hell?
Suffocated.
I thought that game was fucking over.
I lost the air in my chest. My 1 p.m. parlay, every leg won, but that one.
Now, the Bears do have a good quarterback. I don't want that to be put aside, but the rest of their team still fucking kind of stinks. The Lions actually have a pretty good team and then not that good of a quarterback.
This felt like the game where the Bears being sellers kind of caught up in it.
I mean, well, their defense stunk for the Lions.
We got another beauty. We're talking about Sunday. Bears getting 3 at Atlanta next week should be a barn burner.
Broncos and Titans, that game was almost unwatchable.
That game came up on red zone, I swear to God, 3 times.
Dude,
the whole fucking 1 o'clock slate
play from that game. Besides, I saw the flea flicker and Russell Wilson's throw to lose the game.
That's all you needed to see. That's all you needed to see. That's all it was. Jaguars are the kings of doing everything possible they can not to cover a game.
I will never lay that many points, but that just I had to.
They should have been. That game should have been very close, and they just. They just don't know how to win at all. Finns look really good. Browns stink. Browns are just bad.
Yeah. Dolphins run get going, which was sweet.
You guys looked really good. Giants, Texans threw it away as well.
Yeah, I mean, took care of business. I was impressed with how, you know, Damian Pierce basically had like one big run, and that was it. Bottled him up the cover zero through. Threw some looks that Dougie Mills couldn't really handle. I know they had touchdowns called back or whatever, but it felt like the game was in hand throughout, honestly.
Yeah. Giants 7-2, I feel like, is...
Saquon back on top of the leaderboard and most rushing yards in the league. It's great times. Lions coming to town, we're -170. Give it to me all day.
Oh, you're not going to complain about being a favorite? Or?
Oh, no. not this time.
They made it the dog again.
3 points is 3 points too short.
Death game. Ring ceremony game. Banner night. Interim coach. Never fails.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, we said it. If Matt Ryan is starting, give me the Colts money line.
Interim coach never fails.
Yep. It kind of feels like that movie where they made a movie about Sean Payton's life. That's what I felt like I was watching, but just with Jeff Saturday playing Jeff Saturday.
Now, normally, what, interim coach?
Jonathan, my thing is, though, like, Jonathan Taylor looks so good.
Yeah, so good.
Also, we've seen...
That's the fucked up part here, right?
We've seen what the Raiders' rush defense is fucking abysmal.
Yeah.
Their pass defense also kind of abysmal.
That team.
But Jeff Saturday honestly just did exactly what the Colts head coach should be fucking doing. Just delegating everything very well and leading the fucking team. That's all you have to fucking do. Parks Frazier called a hell of a fucking
Parks. Nice job, Parks.
Shout out Matty Ice for 40-yard run.
Talk about throwing the game away. Cowboys up 14 going into the fourth quarter.
Cooper Kush would have closed that thing out.
Well, they should have just handed the fucking ball off about 25 times. But I guess Tony Pollard has a fucking 30-count snap kick. Fucking bullshit, dude. Fuck that.
Yeah.
That is a very interesting game all of a sudden on Thursday night, though.
Packers are 3-point favorites.
Is it 3 now?
I think so. I mean, they should beat the Titans.
So it opened 2.5.
If they can stop the run, they should beat the Titans.
Dude, the thing about that, though, is the Titans are the kings at being able to, everybody knows you're going to run the ball, still fucking pound it down their throat and somehow end up with a win.
Yeah. I'm getting a whiff here, I think. I think Zeke's making Foxy's victory stick.
Oh, hell yeah. love to hear that.
I don't know if you guys saw, Cardinals-Rams went over on the last play of the game.
Brutal.
I mean, I'm not. I don't want to be the guy that says it, but
I said it earlier. The Cardinals are 1,000 times better with fucking Colt McCoy as their quarterback.
That was my favorite bet of the weekend. The Colts or the Cardinals getting three.
I'll bet the Cardinals. I'll continue to bet. I'll bet. You know what? I wasn't a Cardinals fan. Colt McCoy is the starter. I'll bet him. They're back in my house to bet.
All right.
Welcome back, Tony.
49ers won by 6. Had them at 6.5. I mean, the week couldn't have gone worse.
I mean, I can't believe it punched that fucking ball at the end of that game last night.
Absolutely couldn't have gone worse. All right. Let's quit beating around the bush, okay?
Yeah, seriously.
This is what we like.
Tonight, 11.5. Total's 42.5. What do you like, Bo?
Monday nights usually go the dog finds a way to cover. Give me 11.5 with the who are we?
The Commanders.
11.5 just feels like a lot with Heinicke just somehow making things happen for this team.
Bruce?
I too don't like the Washington Commanders. I mean, they haven't lost by more than like 1 point since Heinicke's taken over as the starter. I think they're able to hang tough. And the Eagles, while they've been super, super impressive and had extra time to prepare for this one, it did feel like they were a little sleepy against the Texans.
Yeah, and I don't know. Yeah, I agree.
A little cozy over there in Philly. And then I'm also on, we were talking about this a little before we went live, but Devontae Smith, 50+. I got it at -152. It is his birthday today. So look for the Eagles to get Devontae Smith involved.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
42 seems like a pretty fucking low number. You say 42 or 42.5? Is that
42.5?
Still pretty fucking low number here. I know primetime games haven't been the
primetime undies, man.
I know. But we got Jalen Hurts slinging the fucking ball. We got Taylor Heinicke slinging the fucking ball. Let's go, dude. We're gonna have like fucking 8 touchdowns this game.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be an awesome.
I'm taking the
awesome
over 42.5.
That a taco bet?
Yeah, yo, you heated up your tacos this morning.
You did. Watch me about
that taco tweet. Can we get a dramatic reading? Can we? Is that all right?
I mean, I'm not gonna read it because I can't read that well. But yeah, I was very, very upset when the Cowboys lost the way that they fucking lost. I couldn't eat.
You guys want it?
What's that?
The dramatic reading.
Yes, please.
All right. So this is 8:32 last night at PMI Mitt on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Finished watching the boys blow it at a restaurant. I ate one taco before overtime started. I still have the rest of my tacos. I'm going to throw up. How are we 6-3 and third in the division? How were the tacos? That's what everyone's wondering.
I've got to be 100% honest. The tacos were fucking great. I had them this morning. They were fucking awesome.
Hell yeah.
What restaurant, man?
I don't know. Somewhere in fucking Fishers. I don't know.
All right. Shout out them for the tacos.
I don't know.
What do you expect them to know?
There's three restaurants by my house, and I don't know the name of all three of them, and it was the one I don't know the name of.
Well, cheers.
Cheers to the tacos.
Cheers to tacos and over 42.5.
I don't feel like taking a stab. I was honestly not going to bet this game, but I have to because here we are. I'm going to take Miles Sanders under 68.5.
Ooh.
And I'm going to take Heinicke under 19.5 completions.
Cheeky. Surely it'll be under this time.
Hopefully.
Surely it's Heinicke.
Hopefully.
Surely it's Eric Hayes.
I took Dougie Mills under against the Eagles. I like taking quarterback unders against the Eagles defense.
Fair point.
Is my thing.
I mean, that D-line is so spooky.
I got to throw this out there, Tony.
Yeah.
I got a dark horse. For the World Cup. I told you about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Talk. Go ahead. Who you got? Uruguay?
Uruguay at +3,800 is worth a fucking sprinkle, dude. They're +1,800 to make the final. Like, they are good. Okay. And they have firepower. will they lose their heads and get three red cards in a game?
Yes.
Very possible.
Yes, certainly. But in the group stage, no if doubt.
If they can hold it together, plus 3,800 is worth the sprinkle on Uruguay to take it all.
First game Sunday.
Wow.
That's when then all the games start on Monday. So we'll be doing that as the week goes on next week. Maction tomorrow. And Wednesday, Thursday night football. Obviously, we have everything else going on. Let's do college basketball. Did you bet anything this weekend?
No, I looked at my shit. All right, that's 22 bets already in for Saturday. I think I'm all right here. Battle in for the college. You can't bet college basketball and football in the same day. It's too much.
Trust me, I get it. So what do you like tonight?
Okay. This one's tipping off in like an hour. UMBC is getting 5.5 at home against Princeton.
The Terriers?
Princeton's 0-2.
Sorry,
and
Retrievers? Retrievers, sorry.
Princeton has not looked good, and they're 0-2. I like UMBC at home.
Okay.
Coppin State getting 2.5 at home against Navy.
Okay.
This line I do not understand at all. This is DePaul, not to be confused with DePaul. Minnesota is plus 1.5 at home.
Yeah, what's going on there?
No fucking clue, Bruce, but I will take Minnesota. Thank you very much.
It's almost so stinky. This is kind of mid to late season form out of me, but it's almost so stinky that I'm staying away.
Smart.
What is up with that? How are they plus 1.5 at home?
It's just if Minnesota hit, I just want to be on that side. Like it just feels, yeah. I don't know. I've been looking at it. It hasn't moved all fucking day. I got no clue what's going on. Belmont.
Okay.
Money line at Lipscomb. I'll lay the 12.5 with Texas Tech at home against Tech. This is a fucking battle here, Tony. You know about this one. Arkansas Little Rock goes to Central Arkansas.
Oh.
I'm going to take Central Arkansas money line at home here.
Okay.
I love me some Little Rock, but I like Central Arkansas here. And then I like UIC, Illinois, Chicago getting 2.5 at home against Jacksonville State.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last one of the night is Sac State getting 2.5 at Denver. Thank you very much.
How do these schools all like even find each other on the map to be like, hey, Jacksonville State, you should come here and play us?
That's just how it works.
I don't know how it works.
No, that's just how it works.
That's why every school has an athletic director or two.
Fair play. All right, I only have one play. Northern Colorado heads to Baylor. I like Baylor laying 27 and a half. So Baylor last time out, they were 27-point favorites. They won by 17. They allowed 70 points. That's too many. Mm-hmm. I imagine that the coaching staff has reiterated that to them. And then on the other side, Northern Colorado lost to Houston. Northern Colorado lost to Houston 36-83. So I'm looking for a similar performance out of them.
Okay. Let's do NBA.
Let's stick with the hardwood here. Let's just go Phoenix going into Miami.
Phoenix
going into Miami. I like Miami minus 2. That's really
no.
it. I got Atlanta going into Phoenix? Milwaukee. What?
Who's out for Phoenix? What's that line?
It's minus 2. I thought that Chris Paul wasn't playing, but I have to look
again. Chris Paul is questionable, as is Tyler Hero. Not a sub, but a hero.
Boom. So those two, it does say that Chris Paul is in the lineup right now, so we'll see.
What else, Mitt? Sorry.
I liked Milwaukee. Atlanta going into Milwaukee. Milwaukee minus 4. Giannis is playing, so that's all that matters. Bang that. And then I liked Golden State -7.5. Sacramento's going into Golden State. Klay Thompson is not playing, but Steph Curry's playing. Draymond's playing. I don't see Sacramento playing that. Sacramento playing with them. I think Golden State needs to get right. They need to bounce back. They need to have just a fucking Steph Curry goes off game. That hasn't really happened this year. So let's go.
Okay.
I like the Pistons +4.5. Everyone's out for the Raptors.
Okay.
Who's playing for the Clippers tonight? Do we know?
I think Paul George and everybody but Kawhi, essentially.
I'll lay 5 with the Clippers, and I'll take the Suns +2 in Miami.
Yeah, the Suns are a cheeky one, aren't they?
Suns are a cheeky one, aren't they?
Cheeky little devil, aren't they?
Let me make sure I was
the Heat are no fun to bet on either.
Yeah, man.
That line, why are the Clippers only -5 at Houston?
I don't know. Speaking of the heat, though, it's fucking chilly in here, man. It's freezing cold. And here, I am all of a sudden ice cold. I wish I had some gloves.
Guys, had some gloves. Guy's an absolute menace today. Is he on one? Yeah, I mean, he was just... What was your stupid line 30 seconds ago that I told you to mute your mic?
Tyler Hero, not a sub. A hero is questionable tonight.
Don't sleep on fucking Mitt just cutting off Tony with hardwood.
Yeah, you boys, you know, you guys knew that I needed picked up today, so I appreciate that.
Hey, we're on one in the back room.
I'll just hang up and listen.
What country are the fucking Isles and Senators in tonight?
What do you mean? I just noticed that 5:30 start. I don't know what that's about. What is that about?
Let me look. Let me go take a look.
Look it up while I tell you some stats about this game. Go ahead, Gump.
No, that's the East Coast. I don't know why they're playing at 2:30.
What the hell?
What the hell?
What is it? I mean, with this league, you have no idea.
The NHL schedule makers for real. Must drink a gallon of whiskey when they make the schedule. It is so fucked up. Teams won't play for a week, dude, and then they'll play at 2:30 on a Monday.
It's unbelievable.
What the hell?
I'm not seeing that it's anywhere.
This game starts in 40 minutes.
All right, well, we better get to
it. It's in Ottawa.
It's in Ottawa.
I mean, is there a special? Is there a holiday in Canada Day or something?
No. Well, this guy's not going to know if there is. it's Jay Landsman Boxing Day or something. Who is Jay Landsman? Why is that name?
I have no idea who that man is.
The Islanders. Hot team, 8-2 in their last 10. They've also won 9 of their last 10 against the Sens and 5 of 6 of those at Ottawa. Sens just got off the schneid, 0-6-1 slide. They had a 4-game home losing streak. Give me the Islanders.
Hold on.
Give me the Islanders.
I after you hear this news, I don't know if you're going to want the Isles.
I want the Isles. What news could you possibly have is going to make me change this pick?
The Hockey Hall of Fame induction ceremony is Monday night.
Wow.
Long time Sens captain Daniel Alfredsson is part of the class, so the game moved up, and Sens fans will be able to watch the ceremony on the video board post game.
Listen, I'm not going to be
post game.
I'll tell you.
We're the bad guys.
I'll tell you right now, a lot of people don't even think Daniel Alfredsson should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame, so that doesn't change my pick whatsoever.
Don't put me on the screen when he's saying.
Whoa!
Sorry, Alfie. You played a long time. You know, we get it.
Give me the fucking Sens on Alfie night, okay?
No chance. No chance. Give me the Isles.
Okay.
Come on, Sorokin.
Flames are home against the Kings. They're $1.80 favorite.
This is a tough one. The Flames finally got off the schneid. They got a win the other night. Ended a 7-game losing streak. Beating a good team, Winnipeg 3-2. Gumpy knows all about bones. The Kings on the road here. Kings have won 4 in a row. I'll take a chance with the Kings as dogs.
Okay. Hurricanes. Carolina goes into Chicago.
I was all about Carolina puck line. Mm-hmm. I was all over this one. They're 5-1 in the last 6 against Chicago. Chicago's playing better. Still not a great team, but better than a lot of people expected this season. Mrazek's net for them. I was all about it until I saw Pietr Kochetkov is in net for Carolina because Freddie Anderson is banged up a little bit, and Kit Kochetkov is their third stringer.
Okay,
but he's 4-0 in the NHL. But I'm not trusting it.
Okay,
so I'm staying away. Staying away from this.
Sounds like a barn burner.
But if you believe in Kochetkov, Carolina's a good team in front of him. They can insulate him a little bit. He won 3 games last year in the NHL.
Well, yeah, sure.
He won his first game the other night.
Okay. And the
beat the Oilers. He beat the Oilers.
And the nightcap is the Avalanche at home against the Blues. The Blues.
Blues, Blues, Blues.
The Blues have won 2 in a row after losing 8 in a row.
Holy shit.
They're last in the league in goals per game and 29th in goals against. That's not good. Colorado, meanwhile, is they've won their 4th in a row. Their power play is unbelievable. It's clicking at like 39%, which is fucking insane. Give me the Avs 60-minute money line at minus 128. Also, you know, if you're feeling frisky, you can sprinkle them. The puck line here is probably a good play at plus 130. Okay. But I will go the 60-minute money line. So for me, that's Isles money line, Kings money line, and Avs 60-minute money line.
Okie dokie.
Tough board.
Anything it for is you, tough. Pal? What did you take? Anything?
No, Texas hockey's not playing. And
okay.
My teams aren't in today.
Texas hockey's automatic at this point. Yeah. Minus that drubbing they got by San Jose. They are an automatic play at this point.
Did we forget anything?
I hope not. Why you say
I don't like think that? So.
Well, I just want to be like, hey, did we forget any sports? Anyone? Good luck.
I don't think we did.
We got it.
I don't think so. I gave some bad picks, probably.
Okay. That's the show.
Good stuff.
Some more. Bruce, you want to do a quick five in the back?
I think I'm all out of material today.
The script ran out.
Hey.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll do our NFL preview for the upcoming week. We will do Maction.
Yes.
NBA, college basketball, NHL. See if Pal's got any more World Cup fucking dark horses.
Tasty tidbits.
Some tasty tidbits. And we'll go from there. We appreciate you guys so much. I hope everybody wins tonight. Okay?
Yeah.
Good luck!
God bless.
Hammer.
Die!